New data from the Canadian Institute for Health Information shows how COVID-19 affected Canadian healthcare systems during the first wave of the pandemic. Tracy Johnson is the Director of Health System Analytics with the Canadian Institute for Health Information. She joins me live by phone this morning. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
What are the highlights of your findings?
Some of the highlights of these findings are that we can see two stories in the data from early in the pandemic, from April through until June. We can see system transformation. Normally, we talk about things happening over long periods of time with the healthcare system. In the first period in the pandemic, virtual care was provided to patients, so at least half of all care was virtual, online or by phone in that period of time. Some of the other things we see are some changes in human behavior. So we had a 50% decrease in visits to emergency departments across Canada in April. There's a big untold story that will evolve over time around the consequences of some of the things that we can see in the data and the consequences of canceling as many surgeries as we did to prepare for what was a potential wave of COVID-19 patients.
And can you tell us about some of those consequences?
So some of those consequences might be things like if we see a 50, what we can see is about a 20% drop in cardiac visits or visits for cardiac complaints to the emergency department through April through June. And one of the questions around that is, did people not seek care that they needed? And are we going to see more sicker people in the future in relation to this? Another thing we don't know is, while over 50% of care was provided virtually and family physicians were able to flex quite quickly to do this care, were patients happy about this care? And did it meet their needs? So these are just some of the questions. We also see a decrease in home care assessments. We see a decrease in new screening home care assessments. What we don't know is this suggests that some people weren't able to get the care they needed, and we want to know if they found it elsewhere or what happened to those patients who didn't get that care.
Yeah, now how did the first wave affect different types of healthcare?
What we can see, so this was one of the purposes of this particular study, was to see the flow of healthcare. So when we look at physician care, we see that physician volumes dropped. So provinces and ministries of health said urgent care only. So what you can see is dramatic decreases, especially end of March, April, going into early April, in things like ability to see a physician, emergency department visits, inpatient admissions are down, overall surgeries were down, and we talked about home care a little. We talked a little bit about home care too, and on the other end, we can see that new home care assessments were also down. So less of everything happened in April, which was on purpose because we did not know what was coming. So less of everything happened in April. And as I said, some of the consequences of what we did we'll only know later in the future. This is also information that we can use going into the future to help us plan for this second wave and to understand how quickly we can change and what maybe we would do differently.
We're speaking with Tracy Johnson of the Canadian Institute for Health Information on the VOCM Morning Show. And Tracy, the switch to virtual care that you mentioned, what worked and what did we learn?
With virtual care, what we understand is that family physicians could do over 50% of their care virtually. So while the number of visits that they did in April, April through June, dropped, we understand that they were much more able to flex. Surgeons who have to do things within a hospital or who have more procedure-based things that they do, they had a bigger drop in the care that they were able to do virtually. It will be interesting for all of us to see. So when we look at the ED volumes, we can see that the more critical, urgent things went down, but also the less urgent things went down, so decreased. So people didn't seek care for across a spectrum of conditions, and understanding whether some of the less urgent care continues in emergency departments will be interesting across provinces too.
Tracy Johnson, Director of Health System Analytics with the Canadian Institute for Health Information, thanks for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you very much, Ben.